are black and blue. Time to take a holiday. This is Great Songs for Dads, and you are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. It is me, Henry Schifrin, on the air right now. Very unfortunately, Daniela cannot make it to join me, my usual co-host. She is trapped in Chicago at the moment. What a horrible, horrible, terrible place to be. So you're just left with me alone, to play music for you. And nobody's here to stop me with all of my bits. I was texting Daniela earlier, about how happy 311, everyone, to everyone who celebrates. I intend to celebrate 311 on this show, and Daniela is not here to stop me. So I have been trying to celebrate 311 on this show for 3 years now. I think I celebrated the week of 311 once. I forgot to celebrate 311 last year. And now this year, our show is actually on 311. So dreams do come true. Prayers do get answered. I'm very happy to finally celebrate 311 on 311 by playing some 311. And I think that I've said the name of the group enough, so this is what I consider probably one of the only listenable songs this group has ever made, but it's just so good. It's just so good on like an ironic level, on an actual level, on a white people making like vaguely tropical music level. Amber by 311. It's great. Oh, also, if Daniela was here, she would remind me to do this. As you listen to this song, pay careful attention. There's a line in the song which says, you launch 1,000 ships in my heart, which is like a reference to like Helena Troy, whatever. But every time I hear this song now, I always think it sounds like you launch 1,000 chimps in my heart, like chimpanzees. So listen in. Listen in, let me know if you also hear the lead singer of 311 telling his love that she launches 1,000 chimps in his heart. I've talked long enough. It's time for 311. We'll be right back.
Come on,
You just heard Luna by the Smashing Pumpkins off of their album Siamese Dream. And before that, you heard I Know There's an Answer by the Beach Boys off of Pet Sounds. Both classic albums in different ways. Beach Boys, I feel like I barely play them on this show, even though it is great songs for dads. And so shout out to my dad, James, who raised me on Pet Sounds. I was going back to it over the past week or two, and it's just like such a refined album. And this song specifically, one that I don't listen to all that much, you can really hear that saxophone just going at it. I mean, Brian Wilson may have been going legitimately crazy, but that man knew how to integrate horns into his surf rock music, if nothing else. And then Luna by the Smashing Pumpkins, Siamese Dream, another super solid album. The first like four albums that these guys put out as a band are just like such good, like one after another, so, so good. Siamese Dream, I think, is probably one of my favorite ones. And until you get to Melancholy and the Infinite Sadness, which is just like, you know, like, you walk into Urban Outfitters, there's a t-shirt of it, it's been commoditized, it's not art anymore, it doesn't mean anything, but I feel like these all give Amber by 311 energy. And speaking of reggae adjacent, how about some music that's like almost ska, but not quite ska, but probably started ska? And speaking of walking into Urban Outfitters and seeing an album cover on a shirt, we're going to be playing some Sublime for you next. A band that I really don't play enough on the show. This is one of the few songs from 40 Ounces to Freedom that I can play right now for you guys because it's clean. And so this is going to be Don't Push by Sublime coming up. Ooh, I popped my peas there. I'll try better next time. But yeah, it's Don't Push. There we go.
Stolen from an African land, chased out with a knife, with a face like Bob Marley and a mouth like a motorbike. Oh well, the bars are always open and the time is always right. And if God's good word goes unspoken, the music goes all night and it goes. If I were Bob Marley, I'd say, could you be loved? And if I was half pint, I'd whip a Lord up above. If I was Mike Tyson, I would look for a fight. And if I was a boomer rat, I wouldn't be staying up all night. If I was a king, I'd rock, I would get stupid dumb. And if rhymes were valiums, I'd be comfortably numb. But you know what I'd do? I'd point that shit straight at the sky and shoot heaven on down for you. Because the bars are always open and the time is always right. And if God's good word goes unspoken, the music goes all night and it goes. I want a lover, but I can't find the time. I want a reason, but I can't find a rhyme. And I want to start some static, but I can't afford to slander the ground like I fall off my skateboard. Hey, nowadays, it's clear as you please. Get strapped with protection or strapped with disease. Laughter, it's free. Anytime, just call me. 439-0116. When you die with Sublime, you get funky fresh. Getting up with it. Stolen from an Africa land, I was chased out of the bar. I saw my best friend tonight, so don't push me too far. I'm gonna run, come down with the new lyrics. Get hit, get hip, don't slip. Your knuckleheads, racism is schism. On a serious tip, you don't believe me, then I'll go and bust your lip. Higher the mountain, it hard to climb.
run for the rhythm and it must be sublime. Listen, yellow lover, yet him right on time. We got cricket with the quickness and the bass line. Go and raid the town and tell the people the news. Oh, hey, tell them reggae music is on the loose. Here I am from the collision where the sun keeps with a brand new style and a unique fashion. And good goodbyes, they keep on playing.
Fire one shot for peace equality. Come, them a come with the rougher style. Come, me not care about your wicked style. Come, if it come with the wicked dial. Them a fire one shot, pump with the shot. Them a fire two shot, pump liquor shot. Them a fire three shot, pump liquor shot. Them not care about me rock. Me no stop counter react me where they am. Who I launched him, attack me where they am. Me no stop counter it, me name Baker. Give me come to tell you about this wicked style. Give me come
tell me, smoking crack cocaine better than Simsy. You're popping that shit, you were sick of it. Tweaking every weekend and we just can't take it. Whoa, we don't want plastic.
Summertime. All the people in the dance will agree that we're well qualified to represent the LBC. Me and Louis, we gonna run to the party and dance to the rhythm, it gets harder.
Oh,
harder.
So that was just Could You Be Loved by Bob Marley and the Wailers off of Uprising. And before that, you heard Doin' Time by Lana Del Rey, the single version. That song was then included on her album Norman Effing Rockwell. But that song has a curse word, and the album name has a curse word. So we can only play the single version here. And before that, the song that I introduced to start off this whole thing was Don't Push by Sublime. And so that was a weird, maybe not weird, but it was like a chain of connection of like Sublime to then a Sublime cover by Lana Del Rey. She covered their song Doin' Time off of their album Santeria. And it's a very nice cover, unconventional, but also conventional, I would say, for Lana. she's always trying to do the, I don't know. I feel like Lana's always trying to, like, incorporate things which are very stereotypically male into her music in some way. And I would categorize Sublime in that category, I think, of, like, the stoner guy. But she pulls it off really well, surprisingly, with, like, a harp-style intro to the opening riff. And then finally, the progenitor of all this, Bob Marley, just an untouchable king with his music. So good. Another shout out to my dad, James, here for helping to raise me on Bob Marley and raise me on this music. Moving on and very much switching gears, the next batch of songs that I can see coming up vary a lot in terms of genre and style. But to start things off, a band that I have not played in a while, King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard, off of their album Paper Mache Dream Balloon. This is their acoustic style album. This is when the band just decided to create like a really soft acoustic album of really, really softly sung acoustic songs. And it's probably one of my favorite albums because I think if you go through their discography, this one is the most dissimilar to the rest of their stuff. Even their other stuff, which has like a sort of distinct style, can kind of blend together. But this is different, and it's nice, and it's pleasant, and it feels very nice and homey. So this is Dirt by King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard.
Morning, morning, Lord. And this be from Cash, not from YouTube.
I pray that I'll die before my baby. I'll take a risk if anyone tries to touch my baby. That's my
crying. I said, no, I'm not being unfaithful, baby. And somehow she caught me lying. I tried to say it wasn't me, it was one of my G's. We could call the guys. But it weren't one time, it was four or five. Long story short, we don't talk no more. Now she on TikTok doing story time. I might risk it for a biscuit. Put my hand in her jar, try to reach for a cookie. Sweet and I can't resist it. I'm innocent until proven guilty. My girl not convinced, but I'm not convicted. I feel like a creep when I call restricted. Pissed cause she blocked my digits. Leave it to God, I can't stop what's written. Across the world, you still cross my mind. I'm a trap boy and she like good use. If I remember correctly, I'm not her type. Cupid tried aim at my heart, I jumped over the car and tried duck and dive. Now she putting up pics of rapper relationships like it must be nice.
Lights, action, The camera side range and high beam, two to a team. The blue coat really goes to crowd, not my rear view. Hot on the tail of an innocent being. My heartbeat is racing at a pace so fast. I'm wishing that the cobbles would get off my ass. My tail can't go to jail, cause it's whack. What would happen to my girl and my record contract? Yo, fellas, take off the baseball cap.
Alright, so that was just a few songs for you, introducing, spanning a lot of genres. First, it was, or actually, you just heard Officer by the Far Side off of Bizarre Ride 2. Then, right before that, you heard Nice to Meet You by Pink Pantheress, featuring Central C off of her latest album, Heaven Knows. First, I introduced it was Dirt by King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard off of their album, Paper Mache Dream Balloon. Yeah, I mean, we, and it's all on me, guys. Put all your hate mail, send it right to me. It's all my fault, but rap is horribly underrepresented on this show, partially because we can only play clean music, so I try to scour the songs that I know, to try to play songs like that. And, Far Side, I used to listen to just this album, specifically Bizarre Eye 2. And this is a favorite. I think I've played it on the show once before a while back. It's just like such a 90s, like, rap group song. Everybody gets their verse, their personality like comes through, and it's just like so goofy in a way that like, I feel like a lot of like cyphers or like features right now, you just like don't have that same energy. So it's always fun to put these guys in. And right before that, the new Pink Pantheress album, I really enjoyed. I'm glad that she's blowing up as much as she is. It's been about time that we have somebody who has that like really overproduced pop style in the mainstream. I would consider her hyperpop adjacent. I think that this is part of the hyperpop takeover. The hyperpop messiah is coming soon, and I don't think that they've arisen yet, but Our eyes will be open for when they do. And we are a community-run radio station here at WMFO, which means that we serve our community. It means we care about our community. It means that we read PSAs for our community to make sure that they stay safe. And because it's just me holding down the fort on my own here, I wanted to treat myself to a favorite PSA of mine. Even though it's a favorite, it doesn't mean it's any less pertinent, any less salient. So this is the ladder safety PSA. Okay, let me get nice and close. There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety. That's orthoinfo.org/ladder safety. A public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety-minded friends here at WMFO and Medford Tufts Community Radio. all-time favorite PSA here in the studio. Not enough people know the dangers of ladders. they're out to get you. Never trust a ladder. Coming up next, continuing the very, very extremely loose reggae-influence that we have going on here. I guess the album has reggae influences, but this song specifically is more doo-wop. This is a cover off of Lauryn Hill's The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill, another stellar album. And this is, yeah, like I said, a very like singular, maybe singular is the wrong word, but Lauryn Hill definitely puts her own influence onto the song and makes it her own. So this is her cover of Can't Take My Eyes Off of You, off of The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill.
Refugee camp, conspiracy theory, why? Yeah, why? You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off of you. You be like heaven to touch. I wanna hold you so much. At long last, love has arrived. And I thank God I'm alive. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off of you. Caught in the way that I stare. There's nothing else to compare. The sight of you leaves me weak. There are no words left to speak. But if you feel like I feel, please let me know that it's real. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off of you.
Okay. Oh, pretty baby, don't
Okay, so you just heard Hard to Explain by The Strokes off of their debut album, Is This It? And right before that, you heard Can't Take My Eyes Off of You by Miss Lauryn Hill off of your album, The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill. Hard to Explain by The Strokes. Love The Strokes. Love them to death. New debut album, don't listen to it nearly enough, but that thing pretty much like single-handedly changed the trajectory of like indie and alt rock from the 2000s onward. And it's just like, it's so cool. It's such a, the mixing on that album is great. Like Julian Casablancas intentionally wanted it to be like really muddy, really like can't pick out the vocals and just fuzzy. And I don't know, it just like gives it such like a nice little vibe. And this is Great Songs for Dads, and you are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. We started this day celebrating 311 by listening to Amber by 311, and we are going to end this show by celebrating 311 by listening to Amber by 311 again. I'm here alone. Danielle is not here to stop me from doing this. So I'm going to play us out with another listening session to this song. Thank you all so much for tuning in. I wish you all the best, 311, and a great rest of your day. Take me away from the norm.
WMFO Medford.